you mentioned about how things are harder for women. And legally speaking, when a woman testifies in Islamic court, her opinion is only to account for half of that of a man's. Is that correct?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. How does that work exactly? How do you give half weight to a woman?
That's just how it's done. You know, you can have both go and testify, and if there's a man or a woman, you need two women to testify to equal a man's testimony.
So if two women say the same thing, then that'll count, to one man. If three women say the same thing, are they one and a half of a man?
Yes.
Are they?
I guess, yeah.
I don't know. I'm asking. Like, that seems to be kind of the absurdity of so many of these laws. And
exactly.
Like, even the idea of, like, how much under Sharia law are you allowed to do as a single woman? I mean, where can you walk? What can you do out on your own? Or up to what age can you do things on your own?
Right. Yeah, it's kind of interesting because the laws and regulations really don't go with the culture very well. You have right now 60% of university students graduating are women. And, you know, you see women in as university professors, you see them as physicians, you see them as engineers, but then they can't divorce their husband. Or if they want to leave the country, they have to ask for the permission of their husband or their father, a male guardian. A man can have up to four wives, but a woman can only have one. So there are all these laws against the women, and then yet culturally, you know, a lot of families want their daughters to get an education. It's very much encouraged in the Iranian society. So it doesn't go together, which I think is part of what you're seeing in the streets now in Iran. The younger generation, there's a gap there with the older clergy in the government versus the younger generation.
Well, and then women have restrictions on what they can do when they graduate, right? I mean, they can be a doctor, but they can't be a doctor that's also a doctor for men.
And it's harder for women to get jobs when they come out. I think men have it easier, and I think there's some laws that recently were passed that make it even more difficult for women. So there are definitely, even once they come out, there are challenges, but they work at it very hard. The Iranian women are constantly, and I think, you know, sometimes outside of the country, what I encounter is that, you know, people think that, you know, Iranian women are very repressed. And in some instances, of course, that's true. And, you know, the way the Iranian government treats the women is very bad. But Iranian women are always struggling and trying very hard to fight that, and they get an education, and you see women who have their own businesses, especially, you know, when they come to the United States where there's a lot more opportunities.
But people are, and women, we know, because we've followed these stories in the news, are still stoned to death in Iran, mm-hmm. Correct?
Yes. Uh-huh.
How often do stonings happen?
You know, they tend to be rare, but that doesn't make them right.
Right.
It's based on adultery, and it's mainly when a woman commits adultery and a man, usually the husband, turns her in, and then that can lead to stoning.
Who does the stoning?
You know, it's their own group. It's people within the government. It's not that they bring her out into the street and people go and throw stones. I mean, as an Iranian citizen, you just don't see that in the street. It's something that's happening behind the scenes by their own, you know, probably it's probably families with the Bastige, you know.
So it'd be like designated stoners.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Right. But still, are these considered? It's not considered out of the mainstream for somebody to be stoned. I mean, that wouldn't be a bizarre thing to see in the news. Just be another day at the office.
Yeah, in Iran, you know, nothing's bizarre anymore. People have seen it all
really?
At this point, and they're, you know, they're really sick of it, of the bloodshed. Yeah, they're tired of talking about it. You know, they hang people constantly. I mean, since the beginning of this year, they've been executing one person every 8 hours.
Shut up.
No, this is
every
surreal.
8 hours?
Every 8 hours they're executed because they're panicking about the protests. So they're executing. And they keep saying, you know, these are drug traffickers. But, you know, the legal system isn't fair. So nobody knows exactly who these people are. Some of them were protesters. A lot of them are protesters that they're hanging.
And they just call them a drug trafficker and then hang them.
Yeah.
And, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And is there that much drug trafficking going on in Iran?
You know, there was a huge opium issue, especially coming through Afghanistan. What rumor has it is that the Iranian government itself is very much involved in that trade. So they basically, the Revolutionary Guards themselves have a hand in it. Drugs are a big issue right now. In fact, I had heard that getting cocaine was cheaper than buying cigarettes.
Right.
Because essentially the government is a way for the government to control the younger generation in Iran. And so this way, you know, if they're on drugs, they're not going to cause trouble.